from WHYY in Philadelphia.
Caught up in the drama? Or maybe just a gigantic fishing net? Either way, it's time for another adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, they'd just been captured by a mysterious villain named Vincent.
Vincent who?
Oh, you must remember Vincent.
The gang, still switched out of their bodies, had just boarded Vincent's mysterious flying machine.
So, this is an 18th century Spanish galleon, right?
Yes, it is my span Ferkel.
When suddenly...
Tony, drop the net!
Yes, master!
And to make matters worse...
Come on out, real Angela!
Hi there, Eleanor. This time, you're stuck for good.
Dagnabbit. Laws of Barry, how did you know it was a trap?
Because of my X-ray vision, I could see you behind the wall.
Thanks for the heads up.
I also saw the other two.
Quite right. Ignomi, Lars, come on out.
Finally. I'd better not see any dent in that body.
Your body? What about my body? You've been eating sardines, haven't you? Ah, I can smell it from here.
Sardines are good for you. I did you a favor.
Well, let me return it. Ha! Ooh! Ah!
Yeah. Stop hitting my body! Ah, cut that out, you mad Scotsman.
Captain Shonery, that's not helping at the moment.
Fine.
Do we have to switch bodies back?
Yes, Lars. Eventually. There's no rush.
No rush at all! You brought me the other orb, and now we've captured Eleanor Amplified. Our work here is nearly complete.
Can I vote for switching bodies back now, please?
You must be the puny sidekick that chased me not so long ago.
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Who am I?
Show some respect. This is Vincent van Zweck. He's my great uncle and a genius.
What?
Thank you, Tony. Perhaps you'd recognize me in my unicorn costume.
Oh, you were the unicorn thief.
Guilty as charged.
Barry, this is the guy that ran you around the city?
Apparently.
This guy?
Barry, you've got to get in better shape.
He's very spry.
I'd hope so. No offense, but you can't be Vincent von Zweck. He'd be like a million years old.
Why should I take offense? I'm immortal!
Yeah...
I don't know how to respond to that.
I didn't believe him at first either, Amplified.
We've got some time. Let me tell you my tale. It all began in the old country.
Which country are we talking about here?
Don't interrupt. It began in the village of my forefathers. My ancestor, Wilhelm von Zweck, was a prominent local businessman, a pillar of the community. Hello, Annabelle. How's the business?
A curse upon you, von Zweck. You ruined my crops. I cannot prove it, but I know it was you.
Oh, Annabelle, I'm so sorry that you can't prove it.
I don't understand, Wilhelm. You're the richest man in town. Why act like such a moose sucker?
I do what I want, because I can. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye.
Someday, von Zweck, you'll pay for this.
The next day, the village elders decided to honor Wilhelm with a traditional village dunking. It was a celebration, wherein the villagers would gather up one outstanding member of the community, rope him to a log, and throw him out to sea. So overwhelmed with pride was Wilhelm, that he floated off to sea, strapped to this log. Then, as the legend goes, in the light of the full moon, he was visited by a magnificent ocean traveler.
Oh, hello.
A humongous jellyfish by the name of Cnidarion.
Okay, here we go. I'm connecting some dots now.
Shh! With a newfound strength bestowed upon him by Cnidarion and the gallons of seawater he drank, Wilhelm broke free of his bonds and paddled back to shore. Yes! Cnidarion, being the greatest friend Wilhelm had ever known, stayed with him on the journey and became his loyal pet. It is said, from that day forth, Cnidarion would impart his business and financial wisdom to Wilhelm and every other Von Zwack who would come after. You see, each generation of Von Zwack inherits Cnidarion, because Cnidarion is immortal!
That jellyfish we ran into in the Brunswick Academy? That was the same jellyfish?
Same jellyfish.
So how does that make you immortal?
It's a good question, Vinny. Very relevant.
Don't call me Vinny. I am immortal because I am Cnidarion's favorite. He knew I would need his power of immortality. So from a young age, I have imbibed the water of Cnidarion's life force.
Uh-oh, I didn't know that part.
Wait, you drank the jellyfish water?
Water from his life force, yes.
Like water from his tank?
Where else would it come from? What? It's worth it. I'm immortal.
What proof do you have that you're immortal?
I'm still here, and I'm in very good shape. Better than your puny sidekick.
Look, Vin, that's a pretty wild story.
Okay, you know what? Forget it. They asked, I answered, okay. You three, stay here and watch the prisoners.
Just where are you going?
I'm going to fly the Spanferkel to the launch site. Someone's got to get the new orb to my knucklehead grandkids. And I am the only one who knows the location of the hidden base.
Yeah. Go on, then. We'll watch the do-gooders.
Tony! Come with me. I need your help to land the Spanferkel.
Yes, Uncle Vincent. Yes, Master. Yes.
Do I want to know why you call this flying ship the Spanferkel?
The Spanferkel has been my home since I was exiled, thanks to Maggie Roscoe. This was my last invention using hydrology. It stands for Steam-Powered Aeronautical Flying Engine.
Oh, that's enough. I get it.
Ugh, fine, then. Tony!
Yes, Uncle. I know.
So, what's new?
Not too much. Oh, I single-handedly destroyed Megablurg.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, wait, you what? How could you?
Miss Brandt, before we get into this, can I use the restroom?
Well, yes. Go, Lars. You don't need to ask permission. Just go.
Where is it?
I don't know. Where are the bathrooms in 18th century Spanish galleons? Probably down the hall.
You know, now that you mention it, I sort of have to go as well.
What is wrong with you two? Can't you hold it for 5 seconds or at least wait until we're not guarding prisoners?
This is new for me. I haven't had to use the bathroom since, you know, the cyborg stuff.
Lars, if it was such a big deal, why not just ask me to turn you back?
You can do that?
Sure. I've got to get some extra ball bearings and a little scotch tape.
I just figured my humanity was some intangible thing that, once forsaken, would be forever beyond my reach.
Nope. It's cool, man. Tell you what, we'll get some pizzas later and fix you right up. Once we get back to normal, obviously.
That's amazing. I'm so excited I can barely—
Why are you still talking? I thought you had to find a restroom.
Oh, right. Yes, thanks.
So, do we know where it is?
Ugh. Now I have to go. Come on, these fools aren't going anywhere. Just hurry up.
So, you were serious? You can really make me a person again?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, probably.
I just hope they wash their hands.
Eleanor, I have a plan.
Thank goodness. I need a distraction.
What have you got, Barry?
Remember my gold, unfeeling robot eyes?
Yes, we remember. Poor Barry.
Now, listen. I have more than X-ray vision. I can also, like, analyze things.
What are you analyzing, Barry?
I'm analyzing the bios in your pocket Captain Chottery.
What?
Professor Ignomi is carrying around weird vials of liquids, and I can tell what they do.
Okay.
One vial is highly corrosive. It can eat through this net.
Chottery, get on it.
Right.
No, that's the wrong one. That one is a powerful nerve agent.
Oh, whoops.
If you smash it on the ground, it'll knock everyone out.
Great. More brain damage.
It should be temporary.
But if we're all knocked out, how does that help?
I won't get knocked out because I don't have to breathe.
Oh.
And my X-ray eyes can see the other orb. It's over there in that trunk.
So convenient.
When everyone's knocked out, I'll get the orb and try to switch us all back.
Do you know how? This sounds risky.
It's the only plan I've got.
I can't believe you've been saying it wrong this whole time.
What? It makes total sense. Like, you know, don't go to me, man. Like, to goat someone, like I'm a goat. A big mean goat with horns. Bah!
No, goad. G-O-A-D, goad. Like, to provoke or annoy someone.
Yes, I get it now, and you're doing a very good job of it.
Chottery, burn through the net.
Right.
And get ready with that knockout gas. Barry, you're up in a minute.
Okay.
I just think it's funny. You're a professor.
Yeah, of science, not words or whatever.
Oh, you're not a word professor?
I'm about to be a professor of kicking.
Oh, shoot. Did anyone else wash their hands?
Now, Chottery.
Okay, Lars, time to start. I've got the orb, but now what? There must be some kind of button on this thing.
Oh, my head. Aunt Petunia, I'm coming. Don't forget the compost pile.
Oh, no. They're waking up. How does this orb work? What do I do?
Oh, sweet Mary Magdalene. What happened this time?
Out of time. Go, go, Mars Robot Rage!
No more electrocutions. I've had it.
I second that. Wait, Eleanor?
Yeah? Yeah, it's me. It's me.
Ah, good. And who am I again?
Quick, tie up these villains.
Right.
Hang on. I know I'm me, but that's all I know.
Oh, well, that's all I know, too. How do we know we are who we say we are?
I'll tell you this. If the Sultan of Terengganu were here, you'd need no such proof as to my identity.
Okay, he's Captain Chottery. But what about you, Barry Cunningham?
In high school, you were in a band with Gravlux and Umai.
Yeah, but they're famous musicians now. Anyone could know that.
Even I know that.
Okay. Oh! I remember your routine from the 8th grade talent show, when you demonstrated the Meisner effect in physics.
Ha! That's so nerdy.
It really was.
And I remember your routine, Barry. Jazzercise, was it?
Fine, yes, okay, yes, you're you, okay, stop talking, okay.
Then we are all ourselves once again. Huzzah!
But that might be the only good news. We're still stuck on this flying Spanferkel.
Whoa!
What was that?
I think we landed.
Yes, landed in water. We're back in the loving embrace of the sea.
Yeah, but where and what sea?
Do you think this is the Omicron Gamma's hidden base that Vincent was talking about?
Captain Chottery, can you see anything out of that porthole?
I see an island. And a launch pad. And a rocket ship.
A deserted tropical island, a launch pad, and a rocket ship? This is starting to sound suspicious. At least our heroes are back in their original bodies. That's progress. But what secrets does this new mysterious island hold? Could it be the Omicron Gamma's secret base? The headquarters to all of their fiendish shenanigans? Or someplace else, a fiendish shenanigans vacation rental? We'll find out next time in another island getaway adventure of Eleanor Amplify.
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.